Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Mercury, a broadcast of hope. I'm Dr. Roslyn Clark, here today with Max O'Brien and Agnes Drew, and it's day 870 since we came back on the air. Any news?
I have some, but it's weird.
Weird for you or weird for other people?
Weird for me.
That's pretty weird. Now I'm intrigued. What is it?
A flyer. It's handwritten, of course, but it's definitely some kind of small poster and not a formal letter. One of the Chrysaor scouts brought it by, which, by the way, they said it was only going to be a couple of more days before they would be out of range, so there won't be much more mail.
That's a shame. I was getting used to getting stuff again. Is that flyer actually addressed to us?
No, it appears to be intended for anybody who finds it and reads it. It's a hugely anti-zombie creed, which is weird because we've only known one person who was actually pro-zombie, and that was Alaska Chance. So I'm not sure why we need something this anti-zombie. It's calling them something I've never heard of before. Hostis Humani Generis?
Oh dear.
What? You know what it means?
Yes, it's Latin, and it means the enemy of mankind. Which, in my opinion, is a very drastic thing to say about them, even though they are zombies. You know how I feel about Alaska's viewpoint. I think it's absurd. But labeling someone Hostis Humani Generis seems a bit extreme.
I still don't get it. They are the enemies of mankind, aren't they? What's extreme about it?
It's about context. The phrase originated in Admiralty law and applies primarily to crimes committed on the high seas. The way it works is that international waters, also called the high seas, aren't owned by any one country or nation. Continuous use and possession of them is impossible, unlike on lands where title and ownership and sovereignty are created by law based on possession. Since there aren't owners of any of the seas, any one entity, they're considered to be owned by all of humanity.
That's an awfully generous point of view, considering how territorial people can be.
It's a matter of practicality and, at this point, tradition. It's just too much trouble to try to hold on to vast pieces of ocean that aren't anywhere near where you live. Anyway, one of the oldest laws of the sea is the prohibition against piracy. The basic theory goes that if the high seas are owned by everybody and pirates are preying on ships on the high seas, pirates are therefore waging a private war against everybody. Therefore, the law provides a duty to ocean-going vessels to capture, try, and if necessary, execute anyone engaged in piracy, even if that vessel was not the victim of the piratical act. This was later expanded to include slavers as well as pirates.
So, what's this got to do with zombies?
Well, up to now, people typically put down zombies when they have to. To clear a building that you need to access to, or to make an area safer for habitation, or if you're cornered and fear for your life. It's a lot more loose than simple self-defense against the living, which was a common justification for killing someone before the zombies rose and civilization became less civilized. If they were invading your home, you had the right to defend yourself. But you couldn't just kill them because you thought they might be a threat later. The threat had to actually exist in the moment.
Oh, so if people start labeling zombies as the enemies of mankind,
then it imposes a duty on everyone to put down any zombie they see at any time for no reason other than the fact that they're a zombie.
Exactly. And that's very troubling. The reason why it's a problem is that zombies used to be people. Nobody chose to be a zombie, but people could choose to be pirates.
But won't all the zombies have to be put down eventually anyway if we want this crisis to be over? I know you've talked about how we might just have to find a way to manage the situation, but I think in the end we'll have to take care of all of them if we ever want to be really safe again.
Who knows if we'll ever be really safe again the same way we used to think we were. We still don't know what caused this. If we put down every zombie that currently exists, what's to stop it from happening again? And in the meantime, I worry about us losing our humanity. What if you shoot a zombie at a distance and then find out it was a living person? Right now, I think we could all agree that that's a terrible tragedy. But what if someone says, oh, I thought it was a zombie and I have a duty to kill those, collateral damage?
Oh, I see what you mean. It could really make people a lot more callous if we just start treating them as active enemies instead of just a dangerous part of the environment.
Exactly. And since you brought it up, Max, I wonder how much Alaska has to do with this.
Alaska would never declare zombies to be the enemies of mankind. She advocates for them to have equal rights.
Yeah, and that's a stupid opinion that's going to create an equally stupid backlash if enough people come around to that way of thinking. Let's just hope this flyer is the end of it.
Speaking of ending, we need to wrap this broadcast up. We're over time.
Oh, wow, you're right. Okay, well, if anything further develops about this, listeners, we'll be sure to let you know. But for now, for Mercury, a broadcast of hope, this has been Max O'Brien, Dr. Rosalind Clark, and Agnes Drew. Take care of each other.